Hello and welcome to Overdunk, the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast where I, Zoinks, or Josh, whatever you want to call me, sit down with the top teams in Pokemon Unite and discuss all things meta, ladder, tournament scene, and just what their team's looking like and what they're preparing for. And so I have the amazing pleasure of being joined by recent G4 Invitational winners, recent $5,000 richer folks, and that is going to be Team Shiny. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hello,
I am joined by Feppy, Retsu, and Faz, so thank you for joining me, everybody. Why don't we just give a quick introduction out of all three of you, just so everyone at home knows who you are on the team and everything like that. So, Feppy, why don't you start? Tell me who you are, like what people will know you from, and what role you play on the Team Shiny squad.
Of course, I'm Feppy. I'm the support player for Team Shiny. I'm most well known for inting my team's games about 80% of the time.
An important role, yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. But I'm relatively new to competitive esports, so a lot of this stuff is new to me, but I'm learning as I go and my team's helping me out a lot. It's been nice.
Good stuff. Awesome. How about you, Retsu? Why don't you go next? I think Retsu's muted.
Retsu?
I'm here. Okay. Sorry.
Off to a good
start. What's up, guys? I'm Retsu, top laner for Team Shiny, Lucario player, but known to pick out some weird things in the tourney, like the Chomp and Greedent.
Yeah, dude. We're going to talk about that Garchomp for sure. I mean, Greedent makes sense, but yeah, your Garchomp is a little wild for sure. Okay, and then how about you, Faz? When are you?
I'm Faz. You might know me from Valorant or Professional Overwatch. I currently play sort of everything for Team Shiny. Anything bot lane I've played for our team.
Cool.
And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, definitely the multi-class sort of role on the team. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, awesome. So guys, let's just start off with the biggest thing, elephant in the room, other than the patch maybe, because we're literally recording during patch night. A little bit of poor planning on my part, my bad. But other than that, we want to talk about your recent G4 Invitational win. You were one of the eight teams invited. Eight, right? Not 10?
Yeah,
eight for sure. One of the eight teams cut your way through a pretty nasty bracket for sure. You guys even had probably the tougher side of the bracket to get all the way to the end and win in a pretty awesome fashion, playing a lot of Pokemon along the way and earning yourself a pretty nice prize pool in that 5k. So congratulations to you guys for sure. I just want to talk a little bit about the tournament itself. You guys jumped in, you were in a pool with, I believe it was 9, Good Morning and Sucker Bunch, right? What were your thoughts before you went into the tournament? Were you like, we kind of got this in the bag, or was there a little bit of nerves going into this a tournament with like the biggest prize pool we've seen so far?
I guess I'll go first. we definitely think we overprepped for the tournament.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We already manifested that it would probably be a win for us.
Gotcha.
So no ego stuff, but, we're pretty confident prepping into this tournament, but it was very fun games. It's probably the most fun I've had for Unite so far.
Sweet.
I love the one ban, so I didn't have to deal with D-Knight, so it was very fun not having to deal with a flip.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, let's jump onto that for a sec. So the format of the tournament, I mean, it had group stage and then into that single elimination bracket. We can talk about that in a bit, but I want to talk about this one ban format. So super hotly contested in... does Pokemon Unite need a draft? Blah, blah, blah. These questions come up in every streamer's Twitch chat, every YouTube comment section. Everyone wants to talk about draft because every MOBA we've ever played, we've already known this to be something in place. This one ban format, this blind ban, what do we think about it? What is your team thoughts on it? Anybody want to weigh in? Is it good? Is it bad? What do you think?
Well, I personally really like the ban system. I mean...
Okay.
It made things very interesting because, for example, Retsu was widely considered to be a Lucario one trick because all he's ever really played on streams or in tank team games or anything has just been Lucario.
Okay.
But, you know, anytime a team was banning Lucario against us, we got to show that, like, Retsu isn't just the Lucario one trick.
Yeah, that's
and
sweet.
And you don't get to see those sort of things in most normal tournaments because, you know, Lucario is just widely considered to be the character right now for top lane.
Yeah.
So it was cool to like get to do fun things like, you know, pull out the Charizard jungle a couple times when in reality we'd probably never be able to do that without bans.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, Faz, any thoughts on the format in general, this one band kind of situation?
You sort of touched on it, that it's something that's in every other MOBA, and it's definitely something that's, I think it brings a lot of excitement and a lot of pre-strategy that you don't get to see in just, you know, the normal gameplay or normal draft system, draft system we have now.
I think
for this game, especially with the amount of sort of one tricks we have, it was definitely exciting to see people have to play different stuff. Because a lot of people, you know, a lot of the picks that you see in tournament have been good since launch. Like Retsu, he might have been playing Lucario since day one, but, you know, like Pepe said, you haven't seen him play anything else. And stuff like that's super interesting as a player and as a spectator.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it breeds that interesting that we're looking for, of course. Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense. I will bring up the counter argument that a lot of people are saying. I won't necessarily jump on board with this agreement, but at the moment, there's no real way to practice or operate in this sense, unless your team wants to scrim this specific format. But other than that, there's no real position to practice this in terms of ladder or just getting repetitive uses, where a lot of other MOBAs, their ranked ladder has this ban system. Do you think because of that tournaments should still keep employing these kind of formats? Or do you rather there just be one standard format that we see on a lot of other games?
Well, personally, you know, we are connected to a bunch of high ELO players, and we all discuss about what kind of format should be followed.
Okay.
The draft and ban format is obviously the best way to go, but I think the optimal with how small the cast members of the Pokemon are, I think two bans would be probably optimal right now, the best.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like the two ban system too. I think that would make a lot of sense. And then would you want to keep it a blind ban again, where you're not able to see the enemy? Yeah. Or would you like it to snake back and forth?
I think it would be better to snake back and forth, see what teams are banning, see what we are banning, you know. It'd be good.
Yeah, I like the idea too. I always get super worried that that's going to give too much strength to one side or the other, but I think you're right. I think we need to experiment with this more and definitely actually implement it to see it in game. Mm-hmm. But all right, enough about format. You guys clearly know the format well. You won the whole tournament. So let's talk a little bit about that ban that you guys were afforded. Did you, in this tournament run, have like a permaban that you were working with in terms of every game you went into? Or did you look across at the other side, pick out the one tricks on that enemy team, and then ban those?
I'll touch on it because I had probably the most say, I would say,
Dictator
out of the
fans
three of us.
In the Discord. All right.
It's definitely something me and Rin talked about a lot the day of and just leading up to. And it was definitely on an individual basis. And it wasn't really thinking about, like, sometimes you're definitely thinking about what the other team plays.
Yeah.
But we were more thinking, like, what are they going to ban against us because they might not be strong? Like, to give it an example, like, if they didn't have a Lucario player, we thought they were going to ban Lucario because we obviously have one of the best ones.
Yeah, don't waste a ban. Gotcha.
So we don't need to waste a ban on Lucario, and we can ban what else they would play top and sort of force them on a bad pick or Lucario. Right.
Cool. That makes a lot of sense. And that's also your team, or if it's you and Rene discussing it, that's showing a lot of confidence in Retsu to be like, hey, if these meta top laners are gone, we know Retsu can still win top lane. So shout out to you, Retsu, for having the confidence of your team. That's really, really cool.
We obviously asked him before, though. We didn't force him on anything. He was definitely, we asked him before every ban, like, even in the moment, like, if we ban this and they pick this, are you okay playing this into that matchup? Stuff like that.
Sure.
Because, for example, we knew TTV was playing Blastoise, and that's something that not a lot of teams played at all prior. So we had to talk to him about, like, the matchups Blastoise has against his hero pool and, like, what we wanted to do with that.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing to... I mean, that's pretty much all theorycraft, right? You're not running into that in ladder every day in that situation, but... Actually, speaking of that TTV game, let's just jump into it again. Fantastic game to watch, for sure. You ended up clinching it with the Charizard jungle, right? Renee was not running that in lane, so a really fun way to play that game out. Talk to me about that game. Is that probably, like, was that the peak of the tournament for you all? Because I think it was for me as a viewer, but was that the moment that, like, after that game, we got the rest of this, no questions asked.
So obviously everybody was expecting the finals to be Team Shiny versus TTV.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, they were on the same bracket as us, same side.
Yeah.
So, everything, it was probably our hypest series.
Yeah, that's a good point. Febby, were you feeling the same in that game?
I mean, there's just something about pulling out the other Dragon Knight, you know, pulling out the big fire dragon and just... Yeah. Running that on the enemy team, it just makes me happy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, being an Eldegoss, I guess you get to enable that Pokemon a lot, and one of its biggest weaknesses, not being able to move fast enough or able to circle.
Yeah,
so that's nice.
I give him a Leaf Tornado and watch him rain Hellfire.
Yes, the meta.
Work, Rin.
Yeah, I mean, support's gotta do what a support's gotta do, right? That Leaf Tornado play makes a lot of sense, especially when you got a Charizard who can move while attacking. Still the biggest boon of the character, but is yet to really pay off, I guess, until your tournament game. So, yeah, really nice. Again, congratulations on the G4 win. I think it was a win for you guys, obviously, but just a community overall, tons of eyes on it, big prize pool. I think the format worked really well. I mean, yeah, I think all in all, Unite is a great sign for it, up and up. But there's more good things to come. We have your namesake, the Shiny Finale coming up this upcoming weekend. Pretty huge tournament. You guys have been competing in most of the Emerald events this whole time, right? Or at least on some team. Cool. So I'm glad you guys have been grinding those out. Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah, so, I think we did all of them with Shiny.
Yeah.
I think we were all together when that started.
Sense. Yeah, the biggest events, you got to keep pushing it. Makes a lot of sense. Cool. Okay, so the finale coming up this time, biggest prize pool for sure. Have you guys taken a look at your side of the bracket yet? For what you're headed into?
I actually posted it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
like an hour or 30 minutes before this podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. So you've already been taking a look at this. Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and pull that up on the stream, actually, just so that if you're watching home, you can take a look. So, Team Shiny, you guys are set up on the same side of the bracket as. You got a lot of good teams. I mean, but there's all good teams here, right? 16 teams, they've qualified, whether through some of these big events, they're spiking those tournaments, or if you're more like an Aphelion and grinding out these smaller ones, either way, earned their place. Also, just shout-outs to you, A-Drive and your team owner for just setting up a really awesome series. I think this has been a ton of fun to watch, spectate, be a part of. All that being said, let's jump in. Your first matchup, you're going against Juicy Timmy's. This is like Later Tofu's team, right? Have you guys played this team very much at all?
Oh, there are hard counters.
Hard counters? Feppy, talk to me about how Juicy Timmy's is your hard counters.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but we just lose to them every tourney.
Uh-oh, geez. Okay, you better be knocking on wood, son. You got them in your first round. All right, Retsu, Fez, are you guys just as afraid as Juicy Timmy's as Feppy is, or what's going on here?
Juicy Timmy's, Matt Boot is my boy, but I'm not worried too much about them.
No?
I think we got it this time around, yeah.
You got strats for the Talon Jungle? That's all I know about Matt Boot is, that Talon Jungle comes out way more often than I expected to.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Okay, nah, cool. So you guys been prepping. That actually brings up the good point. Retsu, have you guys been prepping for like specific teams? Like doing some theory crafting around team comps, things like that?
Like we talked about for the G4, it was just we theory crafted like what's our like if we ban this that
sure.
We'll pick a certain top laner for me or like a certain jungler, but other than that, it was mainly D-Knight bans and Lucario bans and stuff, so it wasn't too much to pull out. So gotcha. we definitely overprepped, so
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So maybe toning that down a little bit for sure. Okay. Mm. So yeah, we have past Juicy Timmy's, making sure you guys do move on past that for the sake of following this bracket along. I'm going to imagine you guys are doing so. You're facing up against either Bad Macro Flipbird or Random Gaming. Bad Macro Flipbird's another team I want to talk to you guys about. Has been a super successful team in the history of Unite so far. They've been doing really well, but as of late, haven't been finding like the same results as they have previously. Last couple tournaments, not as high of placings as I think they would have liked, but they're still doing well. That team, is that one of the teams you're worried about? Is the Bruv Mime something that Team Shiny has to prep around for? Fez, you're that bot lane tank a lot of the time. When you're going up against Bruv's Mime, what are you thinking about in that situation?
Bruv's obviously probably the scariest Mime player just in the game in general. I don't think anyone gets as much value on that character as he does.
No, absolutely not. No.
His ult management is what impresses me the most. Like, he seems to always have ultimate up for every team fight, basically.
Yeah.
Once he hits 9. I definitely think going into the tournament, you know, knock on wood, we beat Juicy Timmies.
Of course.
Knock on wood, they win, obviously. Because they're actually playing a pretty good team, too.
Random Gaming's they're playing against Imperial or Random Gaming? Which one am I missing it? Random. Okay, they're playing against Random. Yeah, that's a solid team too. That's a good roster.
I just think that it's a good matchup for us in other lanes, but definitely bot lane is something I personally I think it's gonna be a tough matchup for us.
Yeah,
because they're so experienced, the three of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, they have the history and more experience than us, I think, too, just as a full squad, but I definitely think we can pull it out.
Okay, yeah. Retsu, you're going to be going up against Dexter in that top lane, and that is 1v1 situation. No bans in this tournament, as far as I know, so you're probably going to be running in that Lucario 1v1 the whole time. How do you feel about that matchup? Is Dexter, like, Lucario you'd look up to, or do you think you kind of gap him in that top lane?
Definitely when I first started, when I was wasn't a huge name yet in the United scene, I definitely looked up to Dexter because obviously the end, his first team was one of the top three teams up there.
They were I liked the end. They were a good team.
But nowadays me and Dexter are really close. We're cool. We share a lot of dark tech on the Lucario.
Okay.
we keep some stuff up here, you know. So going against Dexter. I don't really play against him much because obviously, in the G4, they had to replace some of their European members, so they didn't have the full roster.
Yeah, that little bit of swap up, for sure.
Yeah, so he had to play main tank, and I went against Sanji, but I look forward to playing against Dexter. I haven't played against him in a while, so it'll be fun.
Gotcha, cool. Feppy, that Snow Points matchup, the Eldegoss v. Eldegoss, if you're playing this one out, how you feeling about that one?
I mean, I can hold the A button down. I should be okay.
Yeah, it's true.
That's about all the Eldegoss matchup is. I mean, as long as I can get my A presses in and he can't get his A presses in, we'll be in good shape. It's going to rely a lot more on whether or not Faz and my attacker can give me space, right?
Yeah.
It's not too much about me at that point. I'm trying to enable them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's the Unite Bible, right? Just press your A buttons better than they do. Wins should follow, no problem. Yeah, it makes sense. Cool, so yeah, you guys have a pretty nice run going on. I mean, you're playing a lot of really solid teams. Aphelion, 9, who you matched up in that Grand Finals. 9 IX, I really still need to figure out what their actual team name and to call them is. A lot of good teams on the side of the bracket. If you were to predict, let's do the Final Four on either side of the bracket, who do you think is going to be in that Final Four? You would be facing off either IX Gaming, Apes Unleashed, Felion Esports, Tamagotchi Crew. And then there's the other side of the bracket, too, if you want to look at that one. But what do you guys think would be that, like, winner's semifinals?
Apes Unleashed, bunch of my European homies, so 60s, Zanti, Zervas, Chelvin. They're a really solid team, so if they can beat IX Gaming and make it through the ladder through with, you know, two bars, or maybe they're high road ping, but
yeah,
if they can make it through I'm expecting to see them.
Yeah, that ping can be a murder for sure. Yeah. But I think they you're right. They're one of my picks to make it up there to the top four for sure. Yeah. How about that other side of the bracket? Any thoughts there, Faz or Feppy, on who you think is going to be the two teams to make it to winter semis?
I actually think the bottom side of the bracket to me is pretty obvious with TTV Intercepted.
Yeah.
I think actually, the bracket above us, those four teams are really solid, and I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, you guys definitely got the harder side of the bracket. I mean, it's not like this was random seeding. These were points earned, but your side of the bracket looks like a grueler for sure. But yeah, it looks like TTV versus Ascendance is definitely the favorites to win out. I'm not saying there isn't upset potential with a team like Good Morning in that slot for sure. But yeah, definitely it looks like that's what it's going to be. But anyway, that's going to be the shiny finale coming up. It's going to be real exciting. Let's talk a little. I wanted to talk about the meta in this place that we're playing right now. Talk about this boring Dragonite meta. But honestly, we got the patch notes, and I think we should just discuss those instead. That seems a lot more exciting. We have a few just like notes I wanted to talk on. Feppy, you were already telling me about this Gengar buff that we're seeing, the swap around. I don't think this ends up being meta, but it exists for sure. You might like to see, I mean, those dig changes look pretty nice, Retsu, on Garchomp. Things are looking, at the very least, things are looking super fun. Are you guys, is there anything in these patch notes, Faz, I know you were scanning through them, anything that, like, speaks out immediately that you think might be actual meta shifting?
With Dragonite being nerfed, as everyone expected, It's definitely going to open up people playing, you know, really with jungle, you can play everything. But I think with the Garchomp and Charizard buffs, you could possibly see them. Maybe Gengar, I don't know, but it depends on the damage that character can put out.
Yeah, definitely the damage.
Machamp's another one. People underrate, you know, level 5 coming in with the submission, but
that's true. And what is the buff to Machamp is that dynamic punch range just got increased too, right? So we're seeing a little bit more versatility. Anytime, this always happens, any MOBA where there is a movement buff in any way is going to be like gigantic for the character. May not make them game defining, but it is going to be huge. Movement speed in a game like this, super important, especially when Pokemon Unite is a very like rotate heavy game. It's going to make really big waves, I think, for sure. How about you, Feppy? Anything else you found in there that you were thinking about?
I haven't really found very many things yet, but the biggest thing to me is that there's all several fun changes in here, which are kind of nice. I'm always a big fan of making changes that make characters more fun just across the board. So Decidueye having 3 Spirit Shackle charges
I'm so excited.
Will be pretty fun, you know. just sniping a bunch of people from across the map, that sounds like so much fun to me. And then of course Dream Eater resetting on kills now is going to be pretty interesting, because you can Shadow Ball Dream Eater, and then you can Shadow Ball Dream Eater, and then you can Shadow Ball Dream Eater. reset and kill an entire team, right? It's like Genji from Overwatch. It could be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Gengar doing their best Lucario E-Speed impression, I suppose. That could be a lot of fun. Gengar top lane?
Yeah.
Probably not. But it would be so
probably
fun.
Not. Probably not.
I would love that if we were to see that. But if you guys have anything else you want to point out about, I know Dragonite saw some nerfs. So Dragonite with that 50% totally like minimum Unite move percentage being used up when they use it at minimum range, a nice change. I know it'll shut down one unfun part of Dragonite, getting those just like super far global dashes to get those scores in that are just essentially unstoppable. Should slow that a little bit, maybe only getting one valuable one out of a team per game. It's not as heartbreaking as seeing it happen 2, maybe even 3 times in a game. So hopefully that shuts that down a little bit. We saw a little bit of Hyper Beam nerfs. Thoughts on those? Do you think this is enough to get Dragonite out of the meta? That's basically what I'm asking.
Once the numbers get tested and released, we'll see how the meta changes. So
I may be putting the cart before the horse here for sure, but I am excited to see it. Faz, any idea?
Yeah, everything matters about numbers. I think I never liked the character because you have to hit eight. Characters where you know, you're kind of not useful till eight. Like, I like my jungler coming down for the bees prior to Dread, like, somewhat strong. Okay. And that's something that pretty much every other jungler can do besides Dragonite.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because they evolve at seven or they don't have to evolve at all, so.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I'm conflicted. Definitely it's a number thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the thing with Dragonite, yes, you're right. That's the one weakness, is they're coming down as the danger noodle for, like, second bees when not being that Dragonite yet. Definitely going to be a problem, but that Hyper Beam stack on any boss Pokemon is just ridiculous, right? And that is apparently getting touched, but we don't exactly know how impactful that will be in terms of numbers yet, so sort of a toss-up. Let's talk a little bit, one last thing about patch notes and new things and new toys we get to play with. A little bit of Datamine news. We have Aegislash coming to the game soon, as well as Trevenant. We haven't even talked about Trevenant at all. Spooky Tree, one of my legitimate favorite Pokemon, is being added to the game. And maybe back-to-back, we'll see. I love the Ghost Pokemon. We're seeing Trevenant in this game. I'm not sure if any of the three of you are, like, mainline Pokemon fans at all, if you were that before Unite or what the crossover was, but I'm super excited to see what a move like Curse will be in Pokemon Unite. I think it's, like, a really cool play. Thoughts? I mean, we've seen a little bit of gameplay out of Aegislash, out of Trevenant. Who's going to play him for Team Shiny?
No idea, but a lot of people are saying that he may be a top laner, so
yeah.
He might be seeing a Trevenant Retsu here. So, A drive's super hype. Maybe he will be a main tank, but a lot of people are saying his skills are looking like a top laner, though.
Cool. So, okay, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, how about you, Feppy? Are you excited to get your hands on the Spooky Tree?
Oh, I'm really excited. I'll definitely be playing it a bunch. Sweet. I love playing pretty much every character in this game outside of Gengar. But now Gengar's been buffed, so...
Toy chest is complete. We have collected everything. I'm excited to get my hands on the character as well, obviously. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if either of you play other MOBAs, if you play League or Dota or anything like that. But, I mean, if we can actually classify Trevenant as a drain tank, like Swain from League, for example, or something like that, I do think you're right, Retsu. I think this character would be an insanely good solo push. Also, looks like it evolves at 4, like these other double Evo Pokemon. That's a huge boon for it, I think. You don't have to struggle in early lane against Lucario that long. That's pretty nice. So, yeah, I think we're in for some a good time going forward. But, all right, the two of you, we have talked about new Pokemon, new meta, potentially. We'll see. You got to look at the numbers. I get it. We've talked about your tournament wins going back. Let's talk about long-term stuff. We got, finally, the announcement for officially, it's being added to the World's Championship for Pokemon. Not sure if you guys are familiar at all with, like, what Pokemon World Championships is at all. I've been following the trading card game scene for a long, long time, so I've watched Worlds for, like, last, like, 5 years. Really hype event, so now it's gonna be added to the roster. I think it'll be the fourth game there now, alongside card game, video game, and Pokken. Which, if you guys haven't played Pokemon, that game's lit. You should give it a shot. But, definitely. So, now finally we have a chance to win Worlds. I think they said it's going to be 16 teams there again. Probably going to be in that situation where it's a regional. Certain teams from North America, certain teams from Europe. We don't know any of this officially yet. But, how do you guys think the format should play out for Worlds upcoming? Do you want to see something like qualifiers, like early qualifiers being made? Would you rather this just be a straight invitational for the first Worlds Championship? I mean, we kind of have the top teams already carved out. I think you guys are safely within that top five, if not higher right now, in pretty much everyone's standards. Might be a boon to you. What do you guys think? Feppy, what would you like to see for a Worlds qualifier situation?
I'd like to see a lot of lane events, honestly.
Okay.
I'd like to get to a point where we could do lanes. Playing online is nice, but it's just not the same experience playing on even on 60 ping.
Yeah.
You know, it's still pretty fast, but like what separates the best players from, you know, just the good players is also their reaction time, and when you have 60 ping attached to that, it just makes things different.
Yeah, it definitely makes things different.
In my opinion, the more LAN events we can play, the better. But obviously, you know, given the global situation, it's really hard to do that. But
sure. But okay, but perfect world, you'd love to see a LAN qualifier before Worlds. What happened?
I'd love to see a regional qualifier for LAN.
Yeah, cool. That's how the other ones for me. Yeah, that's how the other games that Pokemon runs operates usually in the past. You earn points at your regionals or your national events, and then you're able to move on. But yeah, how about you, Retsu? Would you like to see a qualifier before Worlds, and especially would you like to see one on LAN?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with Feppy. I think regional, national LAN events will be great.
Yeah.
You know, participate in your own country, or like if you can afford to go, you know, across country, it'd be cool. It'd be sick, you know,
that's
visiting
true.
Other places, doing, playing, participating in a game that you like playing. It'd be dope seeing, all my Europe homies, my Japanese homies, you know.
Oh,
it'd be
absolutely.
Sick. It'd be so cool.
Yeah. Travel is unfortunately a pricey thing, but hey, you're one of the few teams that's got a team name and sponsorship attached to you. Let's see how deep A-Drive's pockets could take you. that'd be a lot of fun if you guys are getting that sponsored trip out to wherever. But definitely in London, ideal world, that'd be real hype. Have either of you played at any kind of LAN esports event before, whether it be like OG Halo event or something like that? Have you guys done anything like that before?
Yeah, I've done like CSGO or like Valorant League lands, like just local stuff, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool, sweet. So you're no stranger to it. Feppy, it would be the first time for you. Would be competing on something on LAN.
Yeah, this will be first for me. I have not. This is the first game I've ever tried to play at a competitive level. So
right. Yeah, well, good start, like Feppy. Good start. I mean,
yeah, not bad. First time ever competing, and I'm on Team Shiny. Yeah,
that's true. And you're earning that paycheck in that G4. So, yeah, definitely could be worse in any situation. But hey, yeah. So okay, so potentially, yeah, we would love to see that land. I would love to be that land. Selfishly, I would love to be behind a microphone at that land. But hey, maybe dreams can't come true in that situation. Grinding for that Worlds one as well. But how about the prep in terms of Worlds right now? We've also had the announcement from Pokemon Unite that they're going to be adding some kind of tournament client into the game. We don't know exactly what that looks like. We're kind of hoping they're taking a page out of Riot's handbook with their insanely successful Clash system in a lot of their games that they're running. At Wild Rift even talking about having something similar. So it would be hype if we had some kind of tournament meta, especially, again, speaking from my own experience, I would love to get my hands on a tool where I could run my own events in a tournament platform. But that, I think, may be way too much wishful thinking for something coming out very soon. But a tournament setup coming in-game. How have you planned to prep with your team? Is your team at the point where you're starting to look for scrims? Are you trying to do a little bit of practice? Not exactly hiding strats, but just trying to look for good practice partners? Or is ladder right now the best place for your team to practice?
Ladder definitely isn't the best place, but we do have a...
It's where you're at, okay.
Yeah, we for sure have a set time to practice that we try to meet.
Okay.
Recently, we are doing more scrims.
Okay, cool.
We're trying to find more scrim partners, but we haven't practiced much as of after the G4 tourney because we're obviously all waiting for this huge patch so we could test all the new stuff out. So
that makes sense. Feppy, how about you? Do you prefer to find your practice like just grinding it out against one other team again and again, finding out what the best strategy is? Or do you like just throwing noodles at the wall, seeing what sticks in a ranked situation?
Ranked is nice and all, but you're kind of on the luck of the draw whether or not you're going to get a good team or not. So sometimes some of those games are a wash, and it's just hard to learn anything from those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but you know, if I'm hanging out and I just find a bunch of high level players on that isn't really my team, then I'll play ranked a bunch. But for the most part, if I'm with my team, I want to be playing scrims. I want to be grinding it out.
That's awesome. So talk to me about your scrims. You guys said you've done a little bit so far. And, like, I know we've been waiting on the patch, but if you were prepping for this G4 situation and things like that, how long are you sitting? Are you playing, like, just 4 games against an opponent? Are you going for, are you doing, like, a 10-plus? What's Team Shiny's rigorous practice schedule look like? Or maybe what will it look like in the future coming up?
So... Our most recent scrim was actually against TTV before the G4 event. We only did a best of 5 because we had a player that needed to go. But obviously, more practice is better. We wanted to practice as long as they wanted to. So as long as TTV wanted to keep going, we were down to keep going. But our players had, you know, had to go. So
hey, yeah, that makes sense. But hey, cool. Yeah. I mean, playing against what the community is saying is probably the best team in the game, still favored to win most of their events. I mean, I don't know if they're the best team in the game, but they're clearly an insanely good team. And I mean, you guys also in that conversation now. So congratulations for, I think, really cutting your way into that. I think a lot of people already consider you top five just because of the caliber of a lot of the names on your team. I mean, like having Rinna so high on that ladder and just being a force in the community, honestly, just as a creator and player, which is a really nice strength. Retsu, your Lucario is insane. I can't stop talking about it whenever we're on a cast. You were like up there in my favorite Lucario players to cast for sure. And yeah, and Feppy, like you said, you're newer to the scene, but you've already broke in and won like a gigantic tournament. So, and I mean, I know that support role gets downplayed a lot in this game, especially a lot of people talking about Eldegoss easy mode and all this junk, but I don't think that's necessarily true. I think there's a brain working behind those support players, but
sometimes
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I also, sorry for people in chat, I realize I gotta chill my auto mod out. For some reason, it like hates emotes, so we'll get that fixed up for next episode. I want you to be able to spam your emotes as much as you possibly want, for sure. But okay, last thing I want to talk about Worlds. We talked about prep, we talked about what your team does to grind, and we've obviously talked about you're excited about it. We talked about drafts earlier. Do you want to see a tournament mode carry a draft mode into Pokemon Unite? Do you think we have enough of a roster to make it happen? If you're being realistic, I know it's more fun. I get that. I totally get it. But realistically, do you think it actually holds competitive integrity in a game with this small of a roster? Specifically, we got to talk about the lack of actual healers within the game. Not just viable healers, like actual Pokemon that do the heals. Feppy, I didn't hear you talk as much about the draft system. What do you think? Do you think it, like, by August, we probably have a few more Pokemon on the roster. What do you think? Are we too early for drafts, or do you want to see it?
In terms of ranked ladder, I think we're still a bit too early for drafts, just purely because so many people look at support and just assume support is healer.
Sure, yeah.
And so, you know, everybody looks at, we only have two healers, we only have Eldegoss and the Blissey, and one of those is clearly better than the other.
Yeah.
So... But Blissey
hype.
From a competitive perspective, there's a lot more heroes than just Blissey and Aldi that can fit the support role. So draft is, I think, is actually like fairly reasonable even right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that, like, you know, support lock is a real thing because there's only, you know, two real healers in the game right now. But at a competitive level, you could pretty easily play something like Pikachu support and it'd be totally viable.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been a pretty big proponent of that for a while. I mean, this MOBA specifically, it gives out the most free healing of any other MOBA in the genre.
Absolutely.
I mean, the goal zones heal you. Going to base takes you almost no time to get back into action. It's not like your channel isn't like 8 seconds like it is in like League or something. Lanes are way shorter, maps smaller. There's fruit that spawn on the map that give you giant amount of healing on a 1 minute cooldown. Like, the healing is there. It is tough if you're playing against a really high range, like outpoke comp. But in a draft situation, you can plan around those things. So I think it's a good point, Feppy. Keep preaching. All right, yeah. Retsu, how about...
From a purely competitive perspective, I mean, there's easily four supports that could, you know, fit the support slot. You've got Slowbro, Pikachu, Blissey, and Eldie that can all fit that role pretty well. It's really hard to run that in ranked because, you know, everybody wants to run Pikachu and wants to, you know, be the big damage dealer and run around with the ults and kill everyone, right?
Yeah,
as
I gotcha.
What people want to do on Pikachu, but that character can pretty easily fit inside the support role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, so you are a proponent of having draft mode in this tournament client.
Absolutely.
Great.
Well, I want to see draft.
I'd love to see it. Okay, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to say my piece before you jump in here, Retsu. I don't think we will ever have a draft in ranked ladder, unless it's like its own specific queue. This being a mobile game, and like, honestly, the biggest catch-all it brought me into the game is that I don't have to sit down and spend 45 minutes on a Pokemon Unite game. I could just jump it into a 10-minute game. I think for a competitive standpoint, I'd love to see something else for sure. But as a just a draw to get people in, I don't see us doing draft on ranked ladder. Maybe that'll change. Maybe I'm just maybe I'm speaking for the boomers a little bit too much. But who knows? Retsu, for Worlds, do you think we will have a big enough roster, a good enough situation to have draft in a World Championship setting?
I'm with Pepe here. I do want to see it, but okay. The way if you've been following the JP scene, the Japanese scene, they hosted their two tournaments without pick and ban. So
yeah,
if the world's cast, you know, follows that, we may not see. But I'm a big proponent for it as well. I want to see the draft. I want to see the draft and ban because I just love seeing all these, you know, mons that are not getting shown love being picked, you know. It makes people think, it makes people try to figure out what counters other things, you know.
And that, what's Pokemon if not rock, paper, scissors, right? So yeah. I think playing that out is a great idea. And again, selfishly, as a color caster, draft is the most fun I get to have ever, is where I get to just discuss all and theory craft to my heart's content. So I think that makes a lot of sense, but okay. Awesome. We're coming to the end of our time together. I don't want to hold you guys too much longer. I want to let you peruse those patch notes, discuss with your team, and figure stuff out. What I wanted to end on is both of you are obviously masters of your craft, highest level team players in your role. If you were to give just like one piece of advice to a new player, because let's face it, we've had a lot of huge tourneys, a Worlds announcement, it's going to be a lot of new players looking to play at a high, high level. I want to hear from each of your roles, like that top lane and support. If you were to give just one piece of advice that would separate you from being a good to a great player, what's that going to be specific to your role? Fepi, why don't we start with you in that support role? What do you think pushes the good to great?
Yeah, the number one thing as being a support is that you have to recognize that it's not your job to carry, and it's not your job to keep, you know, to go in and be the hero. It's your job to keep the hero alive, right? My entire responsibility on the team is to figure out what Rin wants to do and then follow him around to keep him alive, right?
That makes a lot of sense.
That is my entire job on the team. And Rin is clearly, a lot of the times, is the carry because he's our jungler. And I'd boil it down to simply is just protect your carry. Do everything you can to keep your carry alive and enable them to do what they want to do.
Makes sense. Does Rin do a lot of the shot calling for your team too? I didn't talk about team structure that much, but is that the situation in your roster?
We don't really have a dedicated shot caller.
Sure.
If anyone was a dedicated shot caller on our team, it's probably Faz.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Faz probably giving out the macro, but everybody else kind of speaking into their specific situation in the moment, right? You all seem like a pretty good communicative team. Probably no one going dead silent the whole game because they're raging. So that's a good boon for your team. That makes a lot of sense. All right, Retsu, talk to me about this top lane. What do you think separates a good top laner from a fantastic top laner?
I have several small quick tips for you. So,
sure. Tune into this man's stream if you really want to learn how. Yeah. But this is just the quick blurb.
Yeah, just manage your EXP, get your last hits, wait for your jungler, obviously, to gank.
Okay.
Win first piece, that's and big. Then rotate to first dread. Yeah.
Rotate to first dread. Okay. The hard supportive team top laner. We don't see people like you every day, Retsu. So that's great to hear about. A little bit too much rumors of top lanes, like, not me. I play main tank. But when I do play top lane, I always rotate, for sure. Yeah. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our Overdog episode. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to let my guests give one last chance to sell out, shout out, whatever you want to. So plug your socials here, guys. Where can people find you? Where can they watch you? Where can they follow you? Retsu, how about you first?
You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at shiny_Retsu. And, yeah, that's my handle for Twitch and Twitter.
Sweet. Okay, how about you, Fepi?
I haven't quite gotten the YouTube channel started up yet. But
yeah. Me neither.
I stream on Twitch a bunch at FepiTTV.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so go follow these two guys if you want to learn how to be just like Team Shiny in your ranked games. I have been Zoinks, Josh Hebert. If you are just getting into Pokemon Unite now and you're just learning about the competitive scene, there is no better place to go see hours and hours of footage of high-level tournament games to the Unite Mics YouTube. We've cataloged and casted over so many tournaments, so many high-level. Honestly, it's a great little storybook of the early start of Unite. So go check it out. You can follow me at ZoinksCast on Twitter. Thank you for everyone who turned to the Twitch and followed live. Follow on YouTube, of course, as well. But for me, for Feppy, for Faz, and for Retsu, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Overdunk. Have a great week.